Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Even as companies seem to be fighting back against a mandate that will require them to fire workers without a vaccine, it's still really scary for so many employees right now. An uncertain future, bills to pay, and a feeling that big government is not only watching, they're out to get you. I'm hopeful the whole thing is about to fall apart as this can't be legal, but that's not any relief, any real relief anyway, for anyone in a bad spot. I got a phone call today from a business owner, a patriot, a man with an idea to help some really good people at a time when they maybe need it the most. You want to hear this story and this offer. In sports, West Virginia basketball coach Bob Huggins is making headlines because he wants to kick out at least 200 smaller schools from Division I men's basketball. Huggins has a great plan for making more money, but would this be good for the fans or even the athletes? We'll try to figure that out. What we will never figure out is how the Chiefs opened as a 5.5-point favorite at Tennessee. This line is so crazy, it makes you wonder if Vegas knows something the rest of us don't. Lee Sterling is here from Paramount Sports with all the lines, and he's got a ridiculous offer for you covering 5 sports over the next 10 days. If you've ever thought about signing up with Lee and you haven't pulled the trigger, this is your day. It's his best offer ever on KKHI. Brought to you by Buck Roofing and Construction, online at rbuckroofing.com. Call 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch in Overland Park, online at joslynsjewelry.com. Non-commissioned sales reps, family-owned and operated. This is the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. Elite Automation, designing and installing intelligent building automation systems that could save you thousands off your utilities. What's your building costing you? Go to eliteautomate.com and set up a free consultation right now to find out. That's online at eliteautomate.com. Okay, we have this is a remarkable phone call today, a remarkable discussion with a man that I really like and really respect, and he's got a really cool idea and offer for you right now. And you need to hear about it on KKHI. Hit it!
Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
We've focused a great deal of attention here at KKHI on the looming terminations, layoffs, firings, whatever you want to call it, with the federal mandate, and how it affects so many people. And I've received dozens of emails now from listeners who are facing some sort of a crisis in their profession because of the employer that they work for. And it's become such a theme that more and more of you are contacting me, and I love this and I appreciate that. We're doing everything we can. We're talking about some of the positive things that have happened. We talked about the GE workers that walked out. We know about Union Pacific sending out a letter to union members, basically telling them you can't walk from the job. We've seen Southwest Airlines step up and say, we're not terminating anybody. Delta Airlines has done the same thing. We're seeing companies around the country saying, this is not tenable. This is an untenable situation that Joe Biden has put us in. And apparently one of the things that happened is lawyers for these companies have said, this isn't legal. Okay? Trust us. Keep your employees. Keep going. The government can't do anything to you. They can't and they won't. And they certainly can't do it to everyone. So I do think that feeling is starting to spread with a lot of the big companies and people around the country, but that's not comforting to any of you that right now face losing your job because you're unvaccinated. And for whatever reason it may be, you don't want to get vaccinated, which we respect everybody's individual right and option to do whatever they want to do. I like the vaccine. It's been great for my mom. It's a wonderful thing. It has helped an awful lot of people. But I'm also skeptical of it because I don't know what happens long-term with this vaccine. We have people that we know who claim that they had maladies after getting the vaccine. And I'm not talking about feeling bad for 2 days. I'm talking about things that have persisted now over time. That scares me a little bit. I think everybody's got their own reasons. We've talked about that a lot. But I got a really interesting phone call earlier today from Mark Lindquist, who owns 360 Document Solutions. He's one of our sponsors. And Mark is a dyed-in-the-wool, tried-and-true conservative, and he is an American patriot. And his company is run that way, and he believes that every single person, I think he's got about 30 to 40 employees in his organization, and every single one of them gets to make their individual choices and live their life the way they want to live it. There is an inclusiveness in conservatism that does not exist with liberals, because liberals can't stand conservatives. They can't stand religious people. They can't stand people that don't take a vaccine. They're bigoted and biased in so many ways that they will not admit to. It's frightening. But not people like you and I, and not people like Mark Lindquist. And he calls me, and I don't talk to Mark a lot. He calls me out of the blue. I'm thinking, if Mark's calling, I better take this call. And I grab it, and we start talking, and we talk about a few things. And he says, you know what? My business is doing very well, and I'm certainly in a position where we will always, always add sales reps to what we do here at 360 Document Solutions if we find good people. He said, it's not a COVID thing. You hear a lot of companies advertising right now that are like, you know, now hiring, we can't find this, we can't find that. That's not Mark's predicament. That's not where he is. What he told me was, if I find good people, I will add them and know that this will grow my business. And he said, Kevin, if you want to mention this on your podcast, that I know you've got people out there that are scared for their jobs, or they don't like the company that they work for because of the mandates, or they're a big company or whatever. Sales reps is number one. IT help is number two, and service technicians would be number three. These are obviously office products, IT, machines, things like that, but especially sales reps. Now, keep in mind that Mark's company works anywhere in Western Missouri or the entire state of Kansas, so they have multiple offices. If you live in Wichita or Dodge City or something like that, he may have work for you there. It's not just the Kansas City area. So I would encourage you to call Mark, and I thought it was very generous of him to do this, and he said, look, I want to help people first and foremost. If they're losing their jobs and they're scared, and I can take in 10, 15 more employees, I'll do it. I'll bring them in. If they carry their own weight, I'll keep them. We'll do this. But I don't want people, he says, I feel bad for people out there that are scared, that are really good people at what they do, whether it's IT, whether they're a service technician, whether they're a sales rep. I want them to come work for me and know that you don't have to ever worry about a mandate. He told me, I've spoken with my lawyer. If they drop this thing down to 50 employees or 35 employees or whatever, he said, my attorneys have told me, don't worry about it. You go run your business and you don't worry about some silly mandate that says your workers have to be vaccinated. This is not an anti-vax guy. Mark Lindquist is not anti-vax. What he is anti is government mandates. And he believes in your right to choose whether you want to work for him and have a shot or not have a shot. It's your choice, not his. He's your employer and he runs a great business and he treats his employees phenomenally. I thought this was just a crazy great offer. So I've told you the website. I think I'm just going to give you his phone number. I've had a lot of you email and say, listen, if you know anything about any sales rep jobs or anything like that that come open with reputable companies, here it is. This is the one. And there's three different areas of skill level of what it is that you do. Whether you're in IT, whether you're a service technician, or especially sales reps, I think the guy will just add a bunch of sales reps if you're good and you don't like where you're working. I would recommend strongly that you call Mark. I would. I think you'd find this to be very beneficial for you personally, if nothing else. Even if it doesn't work out and you don't work there, just to know that there are people out there more than your cold employer that's threatening to run you out right now, he'd love to have you. He knows what you stand for. He knows immediately when you walk through the door that you're a principled person. Or if you know somebody that fits into this category, give them Mark's number. It's 913-745-5344. All right, one more time, 913-745-5344. It's 360documentsolutions.com. So go online, it's 360documentsolutions.com. And again, this work is anywhere in the western part of Missouri, the entire state, and the entire state of Kansas. So you may not live directly in the Kansas City area, but he may have work for you somewhere else where they've got a whole bunch of customers. I mean, this just sounds like a no-lose opportunity for you to apply, find out, whatever, if you're afraid. I would also say if you don't directly do one of these three things, reach out to him. If he likes you, knows you're a smart person, you're really good and hardworking, they'll make it work. Don't beat yourself up working somewhere right now for a company that you think is going to enforce some mandate and you're going to be out of work. Make the change on them. Walk out on them and find something better. Do it. Be proactive. Go get it. I can't more strongly recommend calling Mark at 360 Document Solutions. Mark, you're a good dude, man. That was we had a great conversation on the phone today. We have so much in common. I mean, I literally feel like with Mark, I could, Like, I'm going to be gone Friday and Spencer's going to do the show. And I'm telling Spencer, because of his career and things like that, just keep it to sports, which he's doing. He's a lot like me. He doesn't articulate it in the same passionate way that I do. But he's not as old as I am. I think some of that comes with age, you know. I'm telling you, Mark could come sit here and just do this podcast. I mean, it would sound a lot like me doing it. He really could. And he's a busy guy. He's running a great company. But he could do it. He could flat do it. And we see eye to eye on a lot of things. And he is passionate about this. And that's, he does not have, I want to re-stress this. He doesn't really have job openings. He doesn't. He hasn't been looking for more help. He can add more, especially sales reps, because if you add sales reps, you add more customers. And then that creates more demand for IT help and service technicians. He'll grow his company. What he's saying, and here's the thing with Mark. He had a company just like this many years ago, and he sold it, and he made a bunch of money. He sold it to a company, a major U.S. corporation, bought the entire thing out. You'd recognize it right away. I'm not going to tell you what his business became. He had a short-term non-compete that somehow didn't keep him from starting up and doing it all over again. So he started up and doing it all over again because he knows this business, and he's really good at it. So he got bored after about a year of sitting around doing nothing and did this again. And he really literally is in a position to offer jobs to people that he has a connection with and say, let's try this. There's no guarantees. I mean, it's got to work out. He's not going to keep you on for 10 years if you're a sales rep and you don't sell anything. It's nothing like that. But know who you're going to work for and what kind of company it is. This is a great guy, man. This is a great dude, and that's a great company, 360documentsolutions.com. Call him if you fit in any of those categories, or if you know somebody like our railroad worker and some of the others that have reached out to me that are worried about losing their jobs, just call this man and say, do you have something that may fit? He may. He may not. He may not. But especially sales reps, for sure. 913-745-5344, 360documentsolutions.com. That's incredible, Mark. That is incredible. I'm just, what a good dude. Okay, this is fun. I don't know if you saw, there's a climate summit in Scotland taking place. There's a climate summit. These are the really, really rich people have nothing better to do than say things like, well, we're supposed to be underwater already. I mean, the world was already gone by now, according to Al Gore many, many years ago. AOC said 2 years ago, we have 12 years left, so we've only got a decade to live. So it's important that we have climate summits at Glen Eagles in Scotland. They fly their private jets in there, but it's 50 miles or so from the resort. So after they fly their private jets in, they purchased 20 Teslas. $140,000 each, $2.8 million. 20 Teslas. They got these 20 Teslas to take all these big wigs from the private airport to this resort in Scotland they're going to, and it's a bit of a haul. So they start ferrying them in these Teslas to get them all to this climate summit where they're going to try to save the world because we're all going to die, you know. And they're all in the Teslas. They get all the Teslas there. Everybody's there. This is great. They've got them all there. They have one charging station for 20 cars. The climate people hadn't really thought it through. These are the world's experts on climate. And they didn't know they only had one charging station at this resort for an electric vehicle. So what do you suspect the climate people did? Because of the emergency. And it's an emergency now. We got to charge our Teslas. What did they do? They went out and bought 10 diesel generators. I am not making this up. They went out and bought diesel. I mean, you want to talk about filth in the sky. They went out and bought 10 diesel generators, 10 of them, pumped them full of diesel fuel, belched smoke into the sky, plugged them into their Teslas to charge their electric cars, which fundamentally, and Rush Limbaugh used to talk about this. I'm no climate expert, and I'm not an expert on electricity or electric cars or any of this stuff. But electricity doesn't just happen. Okay, something has to happen to create electricity. It takes energy to produce energy. So it's not a net zero game. It's not, okay, we have electricity, so we're off fossil fuels. It doesn't work like that. This is the classic example. Now they can't charge their Teslas. They got diesel generators. They're pumping them full of diesel fuel, and they're charging their Teslas. Well, that's worse than renting just regular cars. That's way worse. These generators are doing far more damage in Scotland than if they just rented regular cars and filled them up with gas. This is the problem they always have. They can't see the forest for the trees. I just think it's hysterical. I think that's funny as hell. They fly private jets, and then to make you not know about that, they take a resort a long way away, and then when the cameras are rolling and you see them roll, they're rolling up in Teslas because we're electric and this is the climate summit, and dang it, we're really good at what we do and we know what we're doing. It's remarkable the way these people are and some of the stupid predicaments they get themselves in. There is no doubt about that. They really, truly are like that. Major League Baseball note here before we bring Lee Sterling on. You know, this, I mentioned it in the other podcast, we could wind up with a World Series in Texas and Georgia, which is really funny because that's where, you know, that's where this is all going down, right? That's where this is all, that's where ground zero was on the voter laws. I love that. So I guess I'm kind of rooting for that. It looks like that's where we're going. The Braves have a 3-1 lead. They can clinch tonight with a win over the Dodgers. The Dodgers have been a big disappointment in this series. They've just fallen behind with their starting pitching, and then they had the one comeback game. But other than that, they've just been outclassed by the Braves. And the Astros, you know, remarkably scored 7 in the ninth inning in a 2-2 tie and won a game to take a 3-2 lead. And they've obviously got home field advantage. It's hard to believe the Red Sox are going to go win 2 games now against the Astros in Houston. But we'll watch the series play out. You know, if you win game 6 and force a game 7, anything can happen. But it is looking very strongly right now like an Astros-Braves World Series. And Bob Huggins, the basketball coach at West Virginia, is in Kansas City for the Big 12 Media Days. Who knew, as it's been, you know, 78 degrees, that basketball is right around the corner. It's been fantastic. But Bob Huggins made some really interesting comments, the West Virginia coach, about the future of the college basketball tournament. He's really stirred this up and said, you know, we don't make the money that football does, but there's only one reason why. It's because we don't try. And somebody said, well, what do you mean you don't try? And he says, well, here's how we don't try. Why do we allow all these piddly little schools in the NCAA tournament? Why don't we take the 5 power leagues and maybe the Big East, right? Take 5 or 6 leagues, branch off 80 schools, 90 schools, and say, this is Division I basketball, and we're going to have our own tournament out of this. You could probably run it up to 100 schools. And yes, 2/3 of the field would make it, and there'd be some routes early on, but it would be no different. I mean, you could have, let's say, Kansas State is picked 9th this year in basketball. Maybe Kansas State is a 15 seed and they play number 2 Kentucky and they get run, but at least it's Kentucky against Kansas State and it looks better on TV. Now you lose the excitement of the upsets and the no-name schools and the Cinderella stories. Those go away. And I think Huggins does, and I'm not advocating for this, by the way. I'm not saying this is, I haven't thought enough about this. I'm not saying this is a solution or a good thing. I like Cinderellas. There are not as many as we think they are. It's just when they happen, they really stand out. So Huggins is advocating get rid of them all. Make everybody in the tournament a name school, quote unquote, and we'll have less money to share. We don't have to share it with 300 schools and all these other conferences. We can get more money for the product and share it in smaller shares to the schools and all make more money. He says we aren't trying to make money. He's right on all those points. The question is, you know, so many of these decisions now in college athletics are simply made on money for the schools. The financial part, the business aspect. The question is it good for the fans? And nobody asks that. And I would argue that it's not good for the fans because there's a lot of schools in a lot of leagues that are never on TV that if they win their conference, they're in the tournament. And that keeps, even though they're small crowds, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 at smaller schools, that keeps people going to games. It keeps people engaged in their local community, watching college basketball and supporting programs. And if this is about college athletes, we're not talking about pro players here on these teams, it creates scholarships, education programs. It creates opportunities. It is really good for thousands of American student athletes. So I think the big question is, are we about the student athlete or are we about making money? And it clearly has been moving toward making money. What Huggins is suggesting would be a slam dunk for making money. It would, well, you'd lose scholarships all over the place at these other schools. You flat would. It'd be a wrecking ball to a couple hundred programs that rely on money that's derived from being a Division I basketball program. UMKC is one of them. It would just be gone. They're one of them too. They're all right there. If you don't have the chance to get in, it just changes everything within your program. So Bob Huggins has that idea, and he's turned a lot of heads with his comments. Some other people have suggested in the past, but now Bob Huggins talking about really has taken it to a whole different level. KKHI is brought to you by Merriam Body Shop off I-35 and Johnson Drive, online at merriambodyshop.com. Bstock.net. online at bstock.net or the outlet store, 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. 30% off Nebraska Furniture Mart and Best Buy prices on electronics. Amazing garage floors. They'll seal your driveway with CLXP or give you that amazing garage floor you've always wanted by contacting Hutch at amazinggaragefloors.net. And Back 9 Development, a custom home builder that features the Solheim condominiums at Grand Mere in Manhattan on the Colbert Hills Golf Course with a pool, workout facility, and covered parking. See the entire portfolio of great work that Back 9 Development does at back9development.com. Let's say hello now to our friend Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. He has been on fire with listeners of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Big weeks the past few weeks, and he's really been hot on Thursday nights for the patrons as well. He's got a great special that we'll talk about in a couple of moments, but we got all kinds of great football games to talk about this weekend as we welcome in our friend, Mr. Sterling. Hi, Lee. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Well, I'm not good. I'm great. I'm really, really, really good. looking forward to another fun weekend. Get to go to the Miami Heat opener against the Bucks. That's always fun. Love openers. My teams aren't any good here, the Dolphins and the Hurricanes, so trying to find some solace in basketball and hockey. So got to do what you got to do, right?
So when the Heat are starting, and there's so much going on in South Florida all the time, when the Dolphins are bad like this, and I know they're talking about making a trade and doing some different things, do they just flat go to a back burner, or are the Dolphins still the team in South Florida that no matter how bad they are, they really make the meter move?
They will always be the team. I mean, they were the first team that came in 1966. I mean, here's what's interesting. So I'm on in Miami, and I have this thing called liveperson.com. I can see who's on my website. And the Miami stations, more than half the listeners come from north of West Palm Beach. You know, there's Miami, Florida, West Palm, which is about 80, 90 miles away. And then on the West Coast, they go Orlando. I mean, it's a statewide thing. People think of Tampa as having this huge following. They don't. It's really Tampa and a little bit in Orlando. Miami Dolphins are just so entrenched. I mean, it's part of the fabric of you know, any you know, the college games, college teams can do great, I'm sure, in the Kansas City area, but it runs, you know, really how the Chiefs do. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question. Same this thing. Is a Chiefs town. There's
same
no
thing.
Doubt. Yeah.
So, Dolphin fans, you know, through and through, a lot of suffering the last pretty much 20 years. And it's just amazing. How did they blow it? I mean, you know, how do you pick Tua? I mean, if you looked at him closely, was with a great team. And I respect that. But, you know, you're going to pick him really over a guy, Justin Herbert, that was big, strong, had a better arm, had not been injured. I mean, for that reason alone, I think they're going to trade for Watson probably before the weekend or early next week. I think they have no choice. Not that I want it to happen, because, you know, we could see Watson get indicted and then the Dolphins give up maybe three number ones and a couple number twos or a couple number threes and you get nothing in return. They just totally whiffed. If they had picked Herbert and a left tackle, and they've had, I think, like 12 or 13 picks in the first and second round in the last 3 years, they're sitting right now at 4-2 or 5-1, not 1-5.
I think that's right. I think that's dead on. And you know what? They shouldn't give up too much in a trade for Deshaun Watson, because if they do, they leave themselves in a position where they couldn't draft a quarterback if they wanted to. Right. Then he gets in trouble. Then you've got nothing. I mean, I still think they got to keep a chip in their back pocket that they may have to draft somebody, don't they?
Yeah, so I think they've got to protect themselves. Let's say he gets indicted.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make it so, you know, you get that team's, you know, next 2-3 years of number ones back, because if he's indicted, your franchise is done.
Wow. That's crazy stuff. All right, here we go. 10-day combo package. Yep. Lee Sterling doesn't just do football. Today is the sports equinox. We have Major League Baseball, the NFL, we have the NBA and the NHL all playing in one day. It's happened more often than you think. I think it's happened about 20 times in the history of American sports, but it is a sports equinox on this Thursday. All four of those leagues are playing, but you also do UFC, you do college football, everything else. You're offering a 10-day combo pack, all sports, everything across all platforms, like an all-access pass for $100.
Yeah, so if you're already a client, let's say you get football from me. You can try out basketball. NBA started a couple days ago. You can get baseball playoffs. We're on a 10-1-2 run there, having an incredible year in baseball. For instance, I sell my picks at covers.com. We won last year in football, combined college football and the NFL, and there's almost 40 handicappers. We are sitting at third. We're literally one win away from moving into second in baseball. You get hockey. We won hockey. We doubled the next closest competitor. And UFC, two cards in the UFC. So if you're not with me, I don't know how you don't join. Five sports, 10 days. That's like 75, 85 selections, $100 bill. Normally $397. Did it once for $397, and so many people joined. I mean, there's no reason you should join now. And if you're just, even if you're with me for one or two sports, you get to try out the other three or four sports for $100. They get texted to you about 2 o'clock your time every weekday, weekends, 10:30 in the morning.
Man, I call this like your all access pass. And I don't know that you've done this before. Yep. This, I think, is the best deal you've ever offered to people, especially if you have not done it and you want to try. Why wait? Find what you like, find what you think Lee is best at that matches your viewing skills and what your viewing habits and what you like to watch. I've told you about my buddy Cato. He loves to watch hockey and bet on hockey. Maybe that's your thing. Maybe it's UFC. Maybe it's basketball or baseball, not just football. Do this. It's only $100. That's $10 a day. That's less than the juice you're paying your man. I can promise you that. So go to ParamountSports.com and there's a just click on the 10-day combo pack.
Yeah, purchase picks. Yep, it's the first item. 10-day combo pack. And even if you're you're a $20, even the $30 better. Probably going to make your money back in the first day. Get the next 9 days for your profit.
Yeah. No, I don't think you've ever done anything like this. That's fantastic. No. So go to ParamountSports.com. At the end of the segment, we'll talk about his game of the week, which is Vegas and Philly. And you'll be able to call him. The toll-free number, as always, 800-400-9741. If you'd like to reach Lee Sterling, he will speak with you personally. Let's hit on some of these games. Now, you mentioned, you know, college football does pretty well here in the Midwest or in Kansas City. I don't remember a worse weekend for college football than this. We have KU and OU, which is a disaster. We have K-State at Tech. K-State's been struggling, and the coaches asked the media to please write more positive stories about his team. And Missouri isn't playing at all, which I guess is a break for us. I don't know. The way they've been going, this is dreadful what's going on in college football around here.
Well, there's really only like three good games, Iowa State, Oklahoma State, and then also Pittsburgh-Clemson. Kind of a decent game, maybe the changing of the guard, and then out west, UCLA and Oregon. That's it.
There's not one game with two ranked teams this weekend. That's crazy.
There is three games where a team that's not ranked is favored over a ranked team.
Oh, no kidding. I like that.
Yeah. I'll give you some info on one of those games and how to bet those games.
Okay. Very good. All right. So, they're still going to keep score and pay a winner at the window here on Oklahoma and Kansas. The Sooners are a 38.5 point favorite.
Oklahoma has it going on right now. So, they played a game TCU team that can score. I know that the Kansas quarterback runs around a little bit, makes, you know, some plays, will move the chains a little bit, but Oklahoma is finally scoring big. They're hitting on big plays here. They're playing aggressive. I don't think they take out their starter till they're up by 40 plus points here. The line's 38.5. Oklahoma big, 63-6.
Style points used to matter. With the college football playoff the way it is anymore, does that ever matter? Does margin of victory,
it
does. Does it matter? It does matter.
Oh, yeah, it still matters because, you know, the people are voting on it. You want to be, you know, who knows? You know, they have a couple lackluster wins down the stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have one. If you have a loss, it's going to hurt you.
They had some lackluster earlier in the year. I know that. That's
for
sure.
Oh, yeah.
Iowa State, Oklahoma State. This is a good game. Oklahoma State is undefeated, and Iowa State's a 7-point favorite. The Clones played very well last week in Manhattan. They looked like they got better. A lot of people thought this was the second-best team in the league. But Oklahoma State, every year, Lee, I'm telling you, if we track this thing, every year they go over their season win total, and they are undefeated again. What do you see in this one?
Yeah, they are. And this offense is not even close to the offenses in past. Now, their defense, I think, is a little bit better, right on par with last year. They turned it on in the fourth quarter. And Texas, for some reason, Bijan Robinson, he'd run for 135 yards and 21 carries. Stopped giving him the ball the fourth quarter. I don't think – isn't that crazy? Yes. Were you shocked at that?
Yes. Yes. That's when he should be most effective.
Right. I mean, big, strong, fast. I mean, he's like a mini version, of Henry. So So I would have kept giving him the ball. I don't think Iowa State's gonna go away from that game plan. Breece Hall, 30 for 197 last week, 2 touchdowns. He's finally kicking the high gear. Other than Jaylen Warren for Oklahoma State, their running back, he's their bell cow back. Their passing game is inconsistent, yeah. Turnover prone here. Now you got a team that's not ranked as a 7-point favorite here. Don't fall for the trap. Teams that aren't ranked as a favorite cover almost 65% of the time the last decade here. I'm not falling for the trap. Iowa State 31-21.
Kansas State is in Lubbock to take on Texas Tech. The Red Raiders are a 1-point favorite. K-State has been reeling. They've had a ridiculously hard early schedule. They think they're better than this. I know this. One of these two teams is going to go on to have a decent year. Whoever wins this game is going to have a decent year and finish somewhere in the upper part of the league. The team that loses, I think, is about to spiral out of this thing. What do you think?
And I think there's a better chance it's Kansas State that turns it around here. Not enthralled with the Texas Tech coaching staff. They move the ball, up and down the field between the 20s. But look at their pass defense. You're like, wow, Red Raiders improved. Number 22 pass defense, but 103rd scoring defense. So not good in the red zone on offense or defense. Cats 9-2 against the spread in the series. Better coaching, more clutch. Give me Kansas State 34-24.
All right, let's go to the NFL. Baltimore and Cincinnati. The Ravens are a big favorite, and they're making a fool out of me because I've not bought into the Ravens, and they just keep winning and winning and winning, and they're in the driver's seat in the AFC right now. Is Cincinnati legit and has a chance here, or are the Ravens too much?
So here's what I've noticed about Baltimore. They are very good at end game changes by their coaching staff. And then between the last couple games, I'm noticing, wow, I'm looking at their personnel, their linebackers, like Queen, their linebacker, drafted high, playing almost every down. Then all of a sudden, he was having trouble in pass coverage. They made a change. Then they found one of their cornerbacks was having trouble when he was on the wide side. So where do they move them? They move them to the short side almost every play. These changes have paid off here. Now, Cincinnati's improved their offensive and defensive line play. I still don't think they're there yet. I mean, I love Joe Burrow. He joins Carson Palmer, 6th straight game with 2+ touchdown passes. I still think games are won at the line of scrimmage here. And what are they going to run for? What would you project they'll run for on Baltimore? Give me a total.
I think I'd be thrilled if I ran for 85 yards.
Okay. So I'm right there. I figured 75 to 85 yards. Okay. Then what do you think Baltimore is going to run for on Cincinnati?
A whole bunch. $150 at least. Yeah.
150, yeah. 175.
Yeah.
So, when a team outgains another team by 100 yards rushing, they're going to usually win by more than a touchdown here. I like Baltimore, 34-20.
I can see that for sure. Okay, I don't get this at all. I appreciate and respect Vegas like nobody else, but I know about as much about the Chiefs as anyone, and I've watched a team that leads the NFL in turnovers and can't play a lick of defense. I see Derrick Henry run all over the Buffalo Bills defense, which was maybe the best in the NFL going into that game. It's a home game. Tennessee was ugly early, but they're clearly finding their way and becoming a better football team. I have no clue how the Chiefs are going to keep Tennessee from scoring 31 points in this game. How did the Chiefs open as a 5.5-point favorite? This seems impossible to me.
Okay, it's down to 4.5 now, and they're not gonna stop them. But I think a couple factors here play into the game. I don't think Tennessee can get up 2 games in a row. We've seen a bunch of these teams. We've seen, the Rams after they beat Tampa Bay. What happened the next game? Laid an egg. So that crowd was so into it. Talking to a friend who's at the game, he says one of the loudest crowds he's ever heard. They pulled off all stop. They even tried the Music City Miracle. They tried the throwback.
Yeah.
They knew they couldn't match up. So now they got to face Patrick Mahomes. He has 11 interceptions the last 2 years. He has 8 so far this year. Some of those passes that would have gone incomplete off receivers' hands now are going to defenders' hands. I think their luck's got to change a little bit there. Tennessee's defensive backs are, if not the worst, second worst in the league. They're that bad here. Kansas City's going to score 41.
Oh.
And Tennessee's going to score 31.
Oh.
And Kansas City's going to cover.
Then let's do this. If we're going to die on this hill, let's take the over.
Okay. All right. That's smart.
Don't die on this hill this week, Lee. Right. Please don't die on this hill. All right. I love it. I love your pick. I'm very happy with your pick. Did you see
Patrick? I got to choose a side, for the – sure. for the segment. But if I'm playing the game for real money, we're probably good looking at the over.
Over, yeah, because both teams want to have fun and light it up and entertain the whole deal. Did you see this week Patrick Mahomes' mom went on Twitter and thinks that some of his interceptions should be taken away because they're not his fault?
Yeah. Love that. Hey, don't ever mess with a mom. Don't ever mess with
his family needs to go away and hide. His brother's already caused
it. I know, but you know, a mother will stick up for their son no matter what. I mean, I laugh, my wife and I, when you see on TV when they have a convicted killer or someone is accused of, not even convicted yet, accused of a crime, and the mother's always out there. That's not my son.
There was a meme running around this week of Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes kind of like hugging after a game or whatever, or saying hello. Sure. And the meme coming out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth was, "Dude, I had to completely dump my entire family. They were so crazy." That's what he's telling him. Right. He famously doesn't have any relationship with his family. Patrick Mahomes' family is crazy. I'm telling you, the Mahomes family is nuts.
I think he's a rare bird too, though.
I agree. But Mahomes' people around, his wife is nuts. On social media, his brother's bonkers. Yep. He's throwing water on people in Baltimore. His mom's crazy on Twitter. It's embarrassing. Somebody with the team or Mahomes' agent or somebody needs to say, "Look, family, stand down, shut up, stay off this stuff. You're hurting him. You're hurting him.
If you can't deal with it, just send him our way and we'll send you to him." All right.
Well, we can deal with it. I just don't think he should
That's the least of your problem.
Right. I understand. The game of the week is the Raiders and the Eagles. The Raiders are a 3-point favorite. If you want this one free, just call Lee Starling right now at 800-400-9741, and he will give you the Raiders and Eagles.
That's it. 800-400-9741 is a place to get the game for free. And we're on a roll after a tough Saturday and Sunday early. Then we came back Sunday night, won a big 35-unit play. We ran our plays from 10 to 50 units, won another 35 on Monday night. One on Wednesday night, all three big upsets, and we're ready to roll. We have something Thursday night and Friday headed into the weekend. We're going to try to make it a perfect midweek. So ParamountSports.com, first time ever, 10 days, all five sports combo pack, $100 bill, $100, ParamountSports.com.
That's awesome, man. Let's go get them this week. Thank you, sir.
Okay, take care.
Take care. There's Lee Starling, ParamountSports.com. You heard the man. 10 days, all five sports, $100. That's the greatest offer he's ever had. That's insane. And they'll text them right. They'll text the picks right to your phone every afternoon, and you know what to play. It doesn't get any better than that. If you want to get his Thursday night pick between the Broncos and the Browns, absolutely free. Just join up over at kkhasissues.com as a patron, and you'll get that every Thursday night, including this Thursday night's pick, which is the Broncos and the Browns. He is 16-8-1 all time for patrons on Thursday nights. They've all paid for their subscriptions just with Lee Starling's picks. So it has been a net, it's been a net gain. Nothing to it. If you want to join at kkhasissues.com. There it is. The 10-day combo pack, only $100 from Lee Starling. I think that is that's just fantastic. That is absolutely incredible. So way to go, Lee Starling. All right, don't forget to tell your friends all about Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, brought to you by each and every time, brought to you by our friends at Window World. Window World is simply the best for less. They're the official window provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. We appreciate them being title sponsors. I don't talk about them a lot because you hear them at the beginning of every podcast. WindowsKansasCity.com is the website, but they are American-made windows. They offer 0% financing. They improve the value of your home. They save on your energy bills. And by and large, John Gillette and his team are just quality people. It's the same way with all my sponsors. You know what we're like. I mean, I'm serious. We're all kind of the same. Conservatives are conservatives, and we do things the right way. We treat people with respect. We do things with dignity and honesty, and Window World is right there for you. Check them out at windowskansascity.com or call 816-799-0820 for Window World. Simply the best for less, right here on KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.